How are you doing? Apologies for being a few moments behind schedule. I am checking some tech stuff to make sure that everything's working today. There is a little bit of flickering today. I can see it happening, so apologies in advance if that is slightly annoying. All the settings are where they are meant to be. It could be a light issue, changing of the light, or just my computer going, no, don't do it to me. So let me, because I am just, oh, yeah, I can see that everything is working, and I think I can, yep, there we go. Oops, I think I can hear myself and see myself all right, which is the main thing. And again, we will just drive ahead with any issues, if there are any tech issues. So how have you been? I hope you're well and that you've had a good week since we chat last. Thanks very much for voting on the poll, which gave me a heads up as to how you'd like to be notified about these live coaching sessions. And remember, you can always email me questions in advance, as well as posting them in the Facebook group with the hashtag question, because I just search for that and then see if anybody has posted anything that they want me to ask about. And also, of course, you can hit me up on Marco Polo. Now, I've not checked the Marco Polo today because I've been trying to get my screen share tech stuff happening, and I've just come off my very own Facebook coaching session with my mentor. So if you have sent me a Marco Polo, I will check this afterwards and respond in kind. I think I saw something come through from you, Jasper, so sorry if I've missed it, but I'll be there. And as I mentioned previously, Wednesdays and Saturdays, I'm really focused on getting into the office hours and chatting with you. Tomorrow, of course, is a public holiday, so there won't be any coaching happening. And at this stage, Friday is fully booked up, and Saturday I am doing a gig on Waiheke with Nathan Haynes. Now, I know, Ali, you are on Waiheke, so I'm hoping that there's a chance we might bump into each other. And if anybody else is going to the Flamingo Pier gig, make sure you come and say hello. I'll be working with the amazing Alan Monnery, who is just, if you want to see some amazing technique, especially for high notes, that girl is the person you want to have a look at. So anyway, I digress. I think I've got everything working and I can see that flickering. So I'm just going to apologize again. And let's just crack straight into it. So at any point, if you've got something you want to say, I am looking also here right now live for any questions or any thoughts that you might have coming up. And I posted the instructions, step-by-step instructions on how to join me live if you do want some one-on-one coaching. So I'm also hoping that if you decide to do that, the link that I have given you, now these step-by-step instructions are posted in the Facebook group and they were also at the bottom of the reminder email that I sent out to you a couple of hours ago. You can reference that and we will just figure it out together. I have used this before in a live stream and it works a treat. So the main key points that you need to remember if you're going to go live with me at any point today or otherwise is to make sure you've got your headphones in so that we don't get that kind of reverb, cavernous, my brain's not working, like a delay and a bounce back or any feedback as well too. You can kind of hear it looping around. So at any point, if you want to go live, jump in and ask me a question, which what I will do, though, just for future reference, unless we're doing an out-and-out Q&A session, which, by the way, I'm going to do next week, where the entire session won't be me going through any coaching elements. It will just be answering questions. And so I'm going to collate all the questions that I've ever been asked about singing and deliver a Q&A. Sometimes just having questions, like, today in my coaching session, some people were talking about stuff and I was like, I would never think to ask that question. Like, I really wanted to know the answer, but based on where I am in my development, my brain may not be ready for that, or I'm just not thinking about it in that kind of macro or micro way. So that's why this whole process of coaching and sharing in the coaching experience is super helpful, because you get more perspective, you get a bigger picture overview. And even if you're not ready for any of these elements, these technical elements just yet, you will be. So you can kind of future pace and figure out what kind of singer you want to be, what you need to be doing, what sort of focus points you need to be spotlighting to get to where you want to be. And so that's why things like coaching is so good. And look, I know I'm preaching to the choir because you're all coaching with me, but that's why coaching is so good, because you do have the benefit of somebody who has gone before you, and I'm talking about myself, in the majority of areas. I have pretty much done just about everything, yeah, when it comes to singing and being a professional singer and an amateur singer for that matter before I went pro. So I can kind of give an insight, or certainly my perspective on things. Plus, when it comes to voice technique, I've literally tried everything that you can try, and I know what works and applies to me. So let's get straight into that. Talking non-stop. Okay. Over the last few weeks, what we've covered is the I wanted to plant a seed about you setting goals, both for your performance outcome, so what you're working towards, like as in, what is the point of all of this? Like, the whole point usually is a gig. It's a performance outcome. And then based on that, I wanted you to take a second and just look back at the last quarter or the last year and think about how the gigs went. What did you love? What didn't you love? From a vocal development perspective, what is it that you want to focus on making easier or focus on improving in the coming months? And so this is how it relates to our practice plan, because today we are going to put all of those pieces together that we've reviewed and really make a practice plan that we can feel confident with. Now, I'm going to try and share the practice plan, and this is what I was testing out beforehand. I'm hoping everything works out. If it doesn't, you'll forgive me. It's all user error, but we'll get there. And I can see that the screen looks super fuzzy today, so I'm really hoping that it works, looks good at the end. As I mentioned previously, though, and you'll know this from the Sunday email, is that I bounce down this feed. So I figured out a way of bouncing this actual feed that I'm getting rather than the Facebook feed. So if it's really grainy or awful, you can go and look to the replay that's independent of the Facebook group, and I'll send you a link to that in the notes within the next 48 hours. Certainly next Sunday you'll get it once I've posted everything up onto the page. Oh, look, it looks like it's cleared up. It's like it heard me. The other thing is, though, I cannot take these flashes out. I will keep testing and figuring out troubleshooting. So, again, that's like apology number 1500. They're just going to keep coming. So back to the point, we've reviewed and we've tried to figure out what it is that we want to focus on. So I asked you to do these things, and I asked you in a way by, you know, what do you want to improve? Now let me get the exact terminology. I have so many notes here. One moment, please, caller. Yeah, I said, what songs did you find challenging and why? What songs did you love performing and why? What would be your creative focus? And can you please pick 3 songs to study over the next 3 months? Now, the next thing I wanted you to do was to schedule some practice sessions in. I don't know if you did it. If you did, let me know. Let me know how they went. And if you haven't, do it again this week. Try to get 3 scheduled practice sessions happening, or even one. You know, let's start simple, because I'll have to be honest, I am easing into things. Now that this is my first week of performing again, I'm a little behind the eight ball with my practices. So having this practice plan nudge is really going to help me. The other thing is really just getting back in with the daily vocal care practices. So we talked about, you know, sirens, we've talked about singing stretches, and I posted that updated video of some advanced stretches. And today, I just wanted to talk about more ways of releasing tension. So I've got a couple of things that we'll go through. And I will do another siren on the voice prompt for you. And again, fingers crossed, I'll get it right with how to share the audio when I'm talking back about it. But I know that the sirens work when I was doing it. And then we'll just have a look at the practice plan and see what an overview looks like. And it also is going to give you an insight into what we're going to be covering in the coming weeks. Now, like I've also said to you, the vocal development plan, ultimate singing vocal development plan guide that you got right at the beginning, that's also in the units in Facebook, show you essentially the curriculum for my coaching, but also what we're going to be covering over the next few weeks, all the way through till April, which is when I usually do the 30-day Get Gig Fit action plan. And that's daily inspo, daily reminders. You might have seen it if you belong to any or follow any of the Insta or my Facebook Big Notes Get Votes page, which you should jump on anyway for daily inspo. But this is literally up-leveled by threefold. And I'm actually going to do even more this month. I usually do it in April and September. So it's usually post festival season. So give you a chance to just kind of refocus after all the madness, if you're a pro and you're doing lots of gigs. And then September as a pre-ramp-up launch to the silly season again. So these are really good. And also April's a massive change of season. So just really refocusing on the fundamentals of vocal care can help to mitigate any vocal health issues, which I just want to say again is the foundation of everything. So if you only just do your daily vocal care rituals of your sirens and your stretches to release tension and up-level awareness of your voice and just give your voice that stretch, if that's all you can do and you know that only takes 5 minutes, that is going to be massive. It's going to extend your voice. It's going to give you an insight into how your voice is doing. So it's your check-in with your voice. And it's just really going to stretch your voice. So it's the best thing. And that's why I go on and on and on about the sirens. It's just that simple and so good. So, you know, most of you are already kind of singing all the time just for, you know, as part of your love of music. And, you know, we may have talked about mirroning or sirening through songs as a gentle way of easing into singing, so a warm-up essentially, and that I believe that the most effective wake-up is a siren and then a warm-up is your mirren, but then you've got vocal workouts, which leads me very nicely to the scale of the week. I hope that you've had a little listen to it, and if you haven't, it is just a major scale, with the lowest note, I think, is E3, all the way up to, F3, I think all the way up to F#5. I've given you instructions at the front end to the end of the scale that just reminds you to, basically all the things I've just said, now check in with your, with how you're feeling as you're singing it, to video yourself ideally to see if you're changing any posture or mouth shaping as you work through each vowel, because the goal is to sing through each vowel, and just observe and feel and see what's happening when you're delivering these scales. But we'll get to that. I might even play it and sing it through today as well. What else? Oh, yes, and along with vocal health, releasing tension and keeping the effort levels in check, specifically, keeping things at the most comfortable vocal effort at the level of the vocal folds is so important for your health and overall well-being. We really need to be clear that vocal health is our primary focus. And I mentioned to you, hydration, sleep, and nutrition are key elements in that. So those are the things that we've covered. And let's just get into the goodness, which first and foremost is going to be some sirens. So let me just see if I can actually get my act together and share my screen. I really hope this works. Give me a second. Talk amongst yourselves. All right. Now, I think I know that you can hear me when it's like this, but I'm going to check. So I know that we're in a split screen kind of situation right now. So I'll see if I can go to this one. Oh, other one. So that you can just see me a little bit, but hopefully you can see the majority of the voice prompt screen a little bit better. And I will just test to make sure that you can still hear me.
You can hear me.
Oh, how very exciting. Urkly. So I'm going to give you three sirens. Please feel free to do these along with me if you want. And just remembering that we're going to focus on keeping the tongue high as if it's in an E position, E or Y, if that helps. We're going for a nasalized sound. So we're going to go for an NG. We're also going to try and keep the fold really thin, which is hopefully a cry quality, and you can find your cry quality with a dog whimper. I need you to silent giggle at the top or at any point along the way if you feel like you need a little bit more retraction of those false vocal folds. And if you need to add in a wee bit of anchoring, you can do that wherever you feel you need to. And remember, you can monitor the effort levels of each of those things that I've just said. I'm just checking one more time.
Hopefully.
Hurrah. Here we go. Oh, and half air out if you are focusing on releasing breath tension or too much holding on to too much breath. So here we go. I'm just going to check that that came through okay.
Breath tension or too much holding on to too much.
I'll check that back again. There's a little bit of a lag. So there we go. Oh, great. Okay, so you can hear me, which is amazing. We are winning today. So this here, I'm just trying to get it, there we go, at the right level there. So you can kind of see what I did with my siren, and you can see that it was a pretty good thin fold, and that's because the brightness of the line isn't massive. I kind of, there's a little bit of instability when I look at that. It's a little shaky. I thought I did really well, like while I was going for it, it felt good. So I don't know why it looks so shaky, but it felt amazing, and I feel like I've got the tilt at the top really good. Maybe not. See? Don't even know. So let me crack into another one. Let me just make sure this is all. Oh, yeah, I can see it working. This is very, very exciting. So I'm going to do another. And what I'm going to try is I'm going to try to stabilize it so that we don't see that shakiness again, which I'll do with a bit of anchoring. And I'll try a bit of retraction as well. No, I'll just go with anchoring. Here we go. Oh, that felt so much better with a little bit of anchoring. And it still looks a wee bit shaky, but it's not bad at all. So let's see. It got a wee bit brighter at the top. I didn't get any higher, but hey, I'm quite happy with the fact that it's the rangi toto. It's looking a little bit better. Probably could have tilted a bit more because I know that I think usually with my siren, the top can be around the E. So we'll do it one more time. I'll try to increase my effort numbers ever so slightly. So I think there I was like at a four maybe as I was going up the top to the tilt. Might increase the number a little bit and see what happens. Here we go. That felt so shaky. That felt really crazy. So, yeah, a little bit of a gap there. So maybe effort levels too high on that one there. And it kind of looked just a little bit more present, but as in maybe ever so slightly thicker fold, a little bit shaky there. I did get a good tilt. You can see that little roar. But there was a slight disconnect beforehand. And so I might I am feeling a little bit like I'm have been for a few days, maybe at the start of a little bit of unwellness. And I can kind of, this right side, these glands have just felt a little bit tender. So I'm really mindful that it could be that. But what that will tell me is that there is a little instability in my voice. I'm going to have to be really mindful this weekend in my session. I've got a session on Friday and then my gig on Saturday to stabilize and to really keep my technique strong, even in this mid-range section here. And there are some high notes in the songs that I'm singing over the week on Saturday that are around this level. So that's what this is telling me. It's telling me that I'm going to give myself some vocal rest after talking for 45 minutes today. I'm going to do a steam. I might do a nasal irrigation and a salt gargle as well. No, I will do all of those things as well. And just try to fend off anything that might be coming on. And, of course, I will do these, ramp up my vocal care for the next few days. So I hope you had a go at sirening. And one of the cool things about this, I'm thinking, if we can get the technology together, is that if you decide to jump on live, or this is also when we're in our online coaching via Skype, I can do this for you so that if you don't have VoicePrint, and I know some of you do, but if you don't have VoicePrint, you can utilize this tool. Okay, let me stop sharing my screen and come back. Hey, cool, good job. And so that would be the first thing that you would do, you know, as part of your daily vocal care ritual. So we're always going to cover those sirens, and just I'm going to remind you and use myself as a guinea pig. Sorry, no gardening today, just planes going over. It's too hot for me to not have the window open, so I'm hoping that me having my mic a little bit closer is going to mitigate the outside noise and my poor computer fan working hard out. Now, the next thing that you would focus on every single day is your sirens and then your singing stretches, either or, before. I'm not too fussed on the order. If you're doing it as part of a daily vocal care ritual, you might do, like when I was being really ritualistic about things, I would do my stretches in bed before I rolled out of bed, and then I would do my sirens in the shower. But my sort of, I'm in a different kind of season. I've pulled back things from last year quite a bit. So these days I actually try to get up and I'll throw my mat down in the middle and do my stretches and just really do some focused sirens with VoicePrint. But hey, as long as they're getting done, I don't think it matters. But if you need help, like habit stacking, that's the one. Do it with something else that's automatic for you. Now, with the stretches, I mentioned that each week, rather than we did the run through the singer stretches the first week, you saw the video, you've got access to that whenever you want, if you need like sort of vocal PT, vocal personal training. But I said I was going to add on some different elements to advance your stretching. And I just wanted to go through some of the exercises that you can do for releasing tension and as well like monitoring and then releasing tension throughout your body. So when you just inhale and exhale, your false vocal folds should come to a midline position. So if we've done that air test where you breathe in and out and you can listen, you can hear that breath noise, that's because everything is open when you breathe. So it goes to your visceral true vocal folds. They go so they open and close. That was a bit unclosed. So breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, you know, and so on and so forth. So if you need to release the tension, just do some relaxed breathing, and that will release any tension at the vocal fold level, as well as, you remember, with your false vocal folds, smiling and doing your silent giggle helps to retract those. And remember, you can use that listening test where you block your ears, you breathe in and out, and if you hear any breath noise, the false vocal fold will be in a midline position. If you retract, so you do your smile and you keep breathing, that should minimize the breath noise, and it means that you have moved those false vocal folds out of the way. So that's a test for the false vocal folds, and just breathing is a way of releasing tension in your true vocal folds, the one that make, ones that make the sound. If you've got any tension in your facial muscles, you can just massage. So you can get rid of this, which is so beautiful to look at. Jaw. You know, sometimes we've done like that rubbing of the head, massaging with the base of the thumbs and the palms if you prefer. So that's a great way of releasing facial muscle tension. If you want to engage with a freer breathing element, put your body under a little bit of cardiovascular, put your body in the cardiovascular spotlight. So to release your breathing muscles, you just need to go for a brisk walk. And that's why I've got a treadmill over there in the corner, which I'm sure I've shown you. I just always am worried about. So you can see that there. So that, now that the majority of the sessions are at home here, if anybody, or when we're working on breath management, you'll be on that guy right there. And also, if you're doing performance training, we have that as a tool to spotlight, to challenge your cardiovascular system and in turn your breathing to, it's basically, I liken it to like doing a workout with, going for a walk with, you know, remember back, I don't know if you remember in the late 80s and the 90s, people would wear like weighted, put weights on their legs and stuff and they'd go for a walk. So you're just enhancing or up-leveling the intensity on your cardiovascular, on your muscles to work a wee bit harder. And so you can walk whilst you're singing, but you can also release tension through doing some brisk walking. So if you're coming to a session, maybe go for a quick walk around the block. Make sure you've done your sirens and make sure you've done your stretches and assessed what's going on. You can always do your ragdoll as well at any point throughout the day. We've got the tongue tension release, which we've talked about in the past, which is the tongue roll. And I usually get you guys to do quite a few, but in both directions as well too. So do as many as I've given you. I think we usually do 8, 4, 2, 1, just cycle it down. If you have any additional tension in your jaw, specifically, so before we massaged out the face, but in the jaw, you can do some light chewing. And in both directions, I find it a bit hard to do that. And of course, you've got, you know, jaw stretch. We have tongue stretches as part of our singer stretches also, which is just sticking your tongue out, moving it around. Oh, nice. And then you also have ways that you can just loosen up your actual speaking. So voicing, isolating speech, isolating singing. You can do that by just speaking normally in a nice speech quality. Really isolating vowels and making them short and sharp, soft. Super soft, and then sign. So those are all the things that you can do, and I'll put those in the show notes. I'll look out of them. I'll put them in the show notes from today, the coaching notes, sorry, that's what I meant to say. And you can add those in as needed if you want some additional ways of releasing tension. So we're just going to keep up leveling on all the options. And that's one I don't think I've ever shared with the majority of you before. So there you go. Now let's get into the important part, which is the actual technical focus of the week. And that is the practice plan. So let me just share my screen again because this is working. I'm really excited. Oh, Lord, I'm excited. All right, let's do what I did before. Oop, other way. And let me just make this big and check it again. I don't know if that's better or not. That's not. I wonder if I can do this. I'll minimize that guy. There we go. All right. So you can see there. Sorry. looking here.
I'm not even sure if this is making any difference, but not really, yeah.
All good. So if we go down to the very beginning of it, which might make things easier, you may have received this already from me. If you're not, you're going to have access to it today. It is just a template that you can use for when you're feeling maybe a little out of sorts, you need to get back into routine. This kind of thing is great. Otherwise, as long as you are doing the fundamentals, which are outlined in here, in your own way, and this is based on an arc, just like performance. Get ready, smash out the performance, and then cool down. So it's not rocket science, but I just want to present it to you in this format. Now, let me just check this is still working.
It's great.
Look, I'm winning at life today. So the other thing about practice plans is that they are as long or as short as you need them to be based on what you need to do. So if you haven't done any singing in a while, it pays to just ease into things. Utilize the same sensibility that you would for your vocal muscles as you would for your physical muscles. You know, and I know you guys probably know this, but I have an exercise science background. I used to be a personal trainer. So this is how I apply. It's the basis of my coaching is things that make sense to you in other areas of your life that you can apply to your voice is going to really help because it's such, I know like the voice is in the middle. We can't feel it. From a tactile perspective, like sticking our fingers in our mouth to figure out what's going on. So utilize your knowledge in other areas like with exercise and the effect that it has on your muscles. You know your body best. So I'm going to give you an overview and some guidelines, and then you need to make it fit for you. So 3 to 5 times a week, just like any exercise program, every single muscle in your body requires rest and time for rejuvenation, no matter what it is that you're doing. So I want you to apply that same strategy. The time frame, 15 to 60 minutes is great for the majority of people. Some people will need to practice for up to 3 hours, depending on what it is that they're doing, and that is no problem, but I wouldn't go for longer than that. So if you're doing a rehearsal at 3 hours, maximum. If you're gigging at 3 hours would be maximum as well. And be sure that you're taking regular breaks and having vocal silence, vocal rest, and then sirening before you go back on stage just to stretch things up so that you don't completely cool down. Now, I've suggested that when you start off, you have a look at your journal to reflect on maybe what your goals are, what your focus is for the practice, what it is, how your voice is feeling, and make notes if you're monitoring and tracking your voice, especially if you're concerned about your voice, if you've had any repetitive voice issues. We just want to keep an eye on it and make sure that we're tracking things. What this is great for is me, so that we can talk it through, but also if you're going to see a voice health professional, like an ENT or a laryngologist or something, you can take them these notes and it can help them to get a bigger picture of what your voice use is like. So what I usually prompt in the vocal journal, which I will also give to you today if you don't already have it, is how does your voice feel before any high voice use, and then how does it feel afterwards? But you can also add on how does it feel when you wake up in the morning and how does it feel before you go to bed? And what that can tell us is it can tell us if the workload that we have through speaking, so this is if you're not singing in a day, or just the workload in general that you have, or the nutrition that you might be consuming, whether that is impacting your voice. And the morning and the night usually give us an indication. And then also after high voice use, how your voice feels can tell us the story about what's going on with your voice. So we've gone over the focusing and the relaxing options. I've given you some new ones today. Go with your usual singer stretches, use the video. We've gone through sirens. And something that bears repeating is you can massage your sirens as well too. So if you find a spot, like so before where you saw on my voice print that there was just kind of that ramp up, there was a slight disconnect, and it was actually on the descent as well too. If I'm having problems there consistently, so I've done three and I'm like, oh, this is not fixing up, you can stop and massage. So you can go, so that little part there, that's where my coordination changes, and it usually is around the C or D, D sharp, E, depending on which register I'm in. And notice there are some conventions around that, the registration changes or coordination changes, but you'll notice for yourself. So I could go, just to kind of spotlight that area a little bit. And I know sometimes when we're sirening, if we're doing anything different to the up and down, that breath can be an issue. Please don't worry about your breath. Take a breath if you need it, because we're focusing on one thing at a time. We're just trying to massage that little section with a siren. You, of course, are always monitoring the effort levels of all the things, but when you're trying to figure out what is going on, or when you're trying to spotlight, you should really isolate one technique or one task and give your focus to that. Anywho, next step after the siren, and my voice actually feels instantly better after doing that massage, that little spot massage. You want to do your vocal warm-up. Now, we've talked about Myron's, which is earlier on today, which is basically sirening, but you're also mouthing the words. We're going to go into this in a deeper way in a couple of weeks' time after the Q&A session next week, and I'll take you through the Myron's, and we'll practice them, and I'll go a bit deeper into it with you, as well as cooling down and warming up. And by that point, we'll have about three scales of the week, so we'll kind of run through that. And I might even record you a video that you can practice with. But for today, you know that you've got, like I said, starting sending you the scale of the week, you've got a major scale from F to F over two octaves. And I want to show you,
can use one voice quality at a time, starting with cry quality or falsetto, your lightest and easiest coordinations for warming up.
Listen to that, I should record that.
If the notes are too high or low at any point, jump out and jump back in when you're back in your comfortable range.
Let me just pause that for a second. So just follow through that, and I probably will give you an instruction like that before each scale, just in case you're coming at all the different scales independently, but it'll be good to kind of have some guidance. The other thing is, if you have anything that you'd like me to add into the scales, let me know. One of the things I am thinking of doing, I was playing around and just cracking myself up as I was making them, is like some beats, some different rhythmic elements underneath it. I just found some really fun loops, so I might chuck in a couple of options for you if you feel like getting your groove on and having a little giggle as you sing through your vocal workouts. But you might also have your Berkeley or Christina Aguilera vocal workouts that I gave you when we did our voice range assessment. And this is where you would chuck them in if you wanted to use them, and that would be done in your, like I mentioned in the track, the lightest coordination if you're using any vocalizations for warming up. But again, we'll go into that deep in a couple of weeks. You can also lip trill, hum, as well as vowel sounds, singular vowel sounds. So let me just give you a quick demo using this.
A vowel,
run
all the way through and then out. And then go back to the beginning and repeat.
So I'm going to show you a lip trill. I'm going to show you a hum, and then I'm going to do an R vowel.
2, 3, 4.
Lip trill. Easy. Hum. You can siren. Or you can do a vowel. Nice and light.
Do an e-ballet. These are things that I noticed from doing it. And especially when you're going higher up, you're going to notice that. So with that, the scales of the week, I want you to do each vowel all the way through. And if you're using it as a warm-up, maybe do lip trills or sirens or humming through first. So that would be your vocal warm-up. And if you do that, I think is about, without me talking, is about just over 2 minutes. So if you do that 5 times across all of the vowels plus a hum or a lip trill, you're looking at a 12-minute vocal warm-up. So that's a good amount of time. But once again, we'll talk about this more in depth and run through some more specifics when we're doing the vocal warm-up specific technique focus. But the most important thing is just to work out how long it takes you to warm up. And back in the day when I was doing gigs more regularly, say at the casino, it would be however many 45-minute sets. But I'd notice that after about the first set, my voice would be cooking with gas. And so I know from my voice, it takes me about 30 to 45 minutes to really hit my stride. So that tells me or informs me of when I need to start warming up in advance of the gig. Okay, so then the next thing is that you would focus on some genre specific. And so I'm talking about maybe like if you're spotlighting a technique, whether it's a silent giggle or false vocal fold retraction or one of the voice qualities specifically, or you're just working through a song. That is where you would do it. And you can give it 10 minutes or you can give it as long as you want, as long as you give yourself. The next thing here, a cool down at the end. Now, we'll go into this again a little bit further into when we're doing the vocal warm-up specific coaching. But cooling down, as it says here, just go from the top to the bottom. So your reverse sirening is the best way to cool down. Or you can run through your vocalizations on a hum or a lip trill. The point is to bring your voice down, warm it down or cool it down to a speaking level again too. And I've got so much more to share with you about warming up and cooling down around performances, depending on the specific environment that you might be in. And also some really specific song study checklists, which some of you might have in relation to getting a song performance ready. We will also talk about performance tips at the very last kind of coaching session of this series. How was that? Do you like that? So I will give you this and all of the other documents that I mentioned in the coaching session today. I think we're doing really well, I think I'm doing really well to stick to the coaching element being about 45 minutes. Then the goal is in the future that the last 15 minutes of this hour will be for you to come on and have some coaching with me. Now, I can't see any questions, can't see anything on the Facebook group just now, but like I said, I will go back and have a listen, have a look at Marco Polo. I'll check my emails, I'll check the Facebook group. And if I've missed your question today, I will most certainly get to it next week when we are doing a full live Q&A. So I'm fingers crossed hoping that someone will jump on. And maybe I might even get a special guest on for you to have a chat with you. So that because this is like week 4. Are you enjoying this? Are you enjoying the replay? Let me know. Let me know how things are going for you, what you want, and how I can make this experience better for you. Last but not least, you will be receiving your email on Sunday, letting you know what's what.
And I have just a heads up now, because I don't want to necessarily wait until Sunday to tell you this. I literally have about 3 slots left for the entire month of coaching. So please jump in. And the other thing is, if you can't find a slot, can you email me? Because I might be able to do an online session for you if the timing suits. Or song studies are another option as well too, which is where you record yourself performing and I give you a video critique of it. So yeah, cannot wait to hear from you. Looking forward to seeing any comments that you have or any suggestions and questions. And look out for the notes that will be popped straight into the show notes after this. I'm really hoping all the tech work to treat. Have an amazing day and I'll see you next week. Take care now.